أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نعلم أنهم يقولون إنما يعلمه بشر لسان الذي يلحدون إليه أعجمي وهذا لسان عربي مبين إن الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله لا يهديهم الله ولهم عذاب أليم إنما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله وأولئك هم الكاذبون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 103, 104 and 105 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Jibreel alayhi salam bringing down the revelation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Quraysh would say that this was the fabrication of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the compilation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about another allegation that the Quraysh would make against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ. Certainly, we know, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking, yaqulun, that the Quraysh of Makkah would say, innama yu'allimuhu bashar, that certainly a human being thought Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was somebody that was coaching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tutoring him, and the Quran is the result of that person's words. Many of the commentators have quoted that there was a person by the name of Ya'ish. This Ya'ish, number one, was a Christian. Secondly, he was a non-Arab. He came from out of Arabia, out of Makkah Mukarramah. He came to Makkah Mukarramah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would invite him towards Islam. And this Ya'ish accepted Iman and he accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the people of Makkah Mukarramah found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with this Ya'ish on very many occasions, and sometimes it used to be on a one-on-one basis. So they decided that it was this Ya'ish that taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this Quran is a result of the teaching of this Ya'ish. So innama yu'allimuhu bashar, that this was that human being that taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, understand that this response initially is to the Quraysh of Makkah, who were masters in the language of Arabic. They had known all the fine points of Arabic, leave the speech of Arabic, but even Arabic poetry. So Allah Ta'ala says, لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ. The person whom they make the allegation against, he is أَعْجَم, he is a non-Arab. He does not speak Arabic. Arabic was not his mother tongue. He came and he began to learn Arabic from the Arabs. وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. And this is a clear Arabic kitab that even you, Quraysh, Allah had put the challenge to you that bring one ayah, bring one surah, bring 10 ayats. They could not bring anything like that. And up to today, the challenge stands. So if he was somebody which by whom one could have thought that he had taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously the challenge of the Quran would have been easy to stand up to. But this is not the word of any human being. This is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the Arabic of it is dalil. It is proof that this can never be the word of any human and never the word of a non-Arab person. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Certainly those who do not believe in the verses of Allah, because of their arrogance, their stubbornness, لا يهديهم الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not guided them. This is the one very important aspect, that even if our lives are not according to the Quran, but to have belief in the Quran, that this is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is hidayat. We have that and we seek hidayat from Allah. Allah will grant us that hidayat. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for them is a painful punishment. إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِي الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and certainly those who fabricate falsehood, those who lie, they are those who do not believe in the verses of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, and they are the liars. In other words, they had not brought iman in this Quran, and that is why they spoke these lies against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.